We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You got to be kidding me. This Luis Arraez guy from the Marlins, 5 for 5 again on Monday night to get his batting average to 400 again. Jorge Soler also homered for the Marlins. They beat the snot out of the Jays 11-0 in Miami. John Birdie had 3 hits. Jesus Sanchez doubled twice for the Marlins. They won their 5th straight. They had 19 hits. That's the most they've had since they got 21 on June 1st last year in a doubleheader against Colorado. Miami now 11 games over 500. They're 42-31, and they are badass at home. Arias said, "This is fun because we're winning and everybody gets hits. I'm excited for this team. When we get to the clubhouse, we are a family." This is the second time in 3 games that Arias went 5 for 5. He was in an 0-for-15 funk and went down to 378. He's the 4th major leaguer since 1900 to have 3 5-hit games in a month. The only guys that have done it are Hall of Famers. George Sisler in 1921, Ty Cobb in 1922, and Dave Winfield, badass, in 1984. If he does it again in the last 11 days of the month, have another 5-hit game. He would match the most in a season in that span, joining Cobb, Musial in 48, Gwynn in 93, and Ichiro in 04. Skip Schumaker, the Marlins manager, said, "Anytime you're mentioned with Ty Cobb, that's pretty special. The way he's doing it up the middle, when we need it, a blowout game or non-blowout game, it's special." So Arias has 3 5-hit games. That's the single season record for the Marlins. He has 102 hits in 67 games. The second fastest Marlins player to 100. And it's just unbelievable what he's doing. His 5th single was a line drive to left field with the bases full. It scored 2 runs. They had a 5-run 7th. Nobody goes to the games. There was 12,000 there. They gave him a standing O, and they were chanting his name and MVP and everything else. He said his hair stood up. "I had to step away and take a breath. I thank the fans who have come to support us, and hopefully they'll continue to do so." No one has hit 400 for a full season since Ted Williams hit 406 for Boston in 1941. Bo Bichette had a couple of hits for the Jays. They were shut out for the first time all season. Bichette also reached 100 hits with his leadoff single in the 9th. He and Arias are the only players in baseball with 100 hits so far. Soler's shot was a 2-run bomb. Garrett Cooper had an RBI single in the 3rd. Miami was up 3-0. Soler hit a shot from Barrios into left center for his 21st home run. He's been a freak as well. They kept scoring on a Soler sack fly and a Sanchez RBI ground out in the 4th inning. Brian Hoeing started through 4 scoreless innings in a bullpen-type game for the Marlins. He allowed 3 hits, struck out a career-high 5. Barrios is 7-5. He didn't make it past the 4th. The righty allowed 5 runs and 8 hits. It was his shortest outing of the season. He walked 1 and struck out 4. Now, how about what's going on in San Francisco? We keep talking about it. Yes! Hit a 3-run bomb into McCovey Cove to win the game last night for the Giants as they rallied past the stunned Padres 7-4 for their season-high 8th straight win. He also hit one in the 6th inning, giving him 5 career multi-homer games, 2 of those against the Padres. It was his 4th walk-off homer in the show, and 2nd time he's done it to San Diego. Patrick Bailey hit a tying sack fly in a two-run ninth inning to knock in Yaz. He tagged up, raced home, head first into the plate. He said that was probably more exhilarating. That was one of those plays where it could have ended up dropping in front. I just kind of hang out there for a second and make the right read, and luckily I got in there just in time, so I was fired up that the game was tied up. Camilo Doval struck out Manny Machado. It took 11 pitches, but he got him on a 91-mile-an-hour slider in the 10th inning. Gabe Kapler said it was nerve-wracking. It was an incredible battle from a fan's perspective. It was excellent to watch. Soto homered twice for the Padres. Ha-Sing Kim had a two-run single in the fourth, but San Diego couldn't hold the lead. Mike Wacha was cruising with a 4-0 lead until David Villar's solo home run in the fifth inning. Soto had his 11th in the first inning, a bomb to left, then his 12th leading off the fifth inning. It was Soto's 13th career multi-homer game and the first one he's had with the Padres since he joined them last year. Wacha allowed two runs on four hits over six innings. Tim Hill pitched two hitless innings of relief with three strikeouts, but the Giants rallied against Luis Garcia in the ninth. Blake Sable drew a leadoff walk. Yaz singled. Sable scored on a wild pitch. Yaz got to second on that play. Matos fly got Yaz to third. Davis walked. And Drew Carlton relieved, allowing the sack fly by Bailey that scored Yaz. Ray Kerr struck out Peterson to force extra innings. Peterson started the 10th as the runner on second. And after they walked Estrada, Sable dropped down a sack bunt. Bob Melvin said, we need to pick up some games in our division, so these games seem a little bit more important, even though it's June. That was before the game. The Giants continue their role. Road sweeps in St. Louis and at Chavez Ravine against the Dodgers. They outscored their rival 29-8, including a 15-zip thrashing on Saturday afternoon in L.A. Seth Lugo is scheduled to come off the injured list and start tonight against the Giants, his first start since straining his calf in mid-May, covering a play at first base. And Melvin said he's eager to get back out there. There's no idea yet on what his pitch count might be. He'll face Anthony DeSclafani tonight. DeSclafani's 4-6 with a 4.3 ERA. And how about the Reds? Joey Votto returned, homered, and then hit the go-ahead two-run single for the Reds to win their ninth straight. The guy's been out for 10 months. It's the longest winning streak for them in a decade. Nine in a row, like I said. 5-4, they beat the Rockies Monday night in the Queen City. Votto said, long time coming. Ever since I've watched them put it on each other, I was thinking how badly I want to be there with them because it's tied to a winning moment, and that's exactly what this team's about. This is a different energy than I've experienced in years, maybe in my entire career, the way these guys think about themselves and how hard they play. I wanted to be a part of this. We are all a part of this. The Reds moved into first place. They lead the Central for the first time since early April. They're a half game ahead of the Brewers, who got their ass beat by Arizona Monday night. The Reds are on their longest winning streak since 10 straight in July of 2012. David Bell, the manager, said the energy of our team has been building. It doesn't surprise me. It impresses me. Colorado, meanwhile, has lost 6 in a row and lost 12 of 15 overall. They are hairdryer city. Votto got a standing O when he walked to the plate in the second inning. He took off his helmet, waved, tapped it against his heart before lining out to center. He said the crowd reaction was surprising. not to underestimate them, but you don't expect that. I feel the same way toward them. For them to reciprocate means a great deal to me. It was a memorable experience. He drove a first pitch fastball from Gomber deep into the right field seats for a 3-1 Reds lead in the fifth inning. His homer was sweet. He circled the bases, his 343rd career home run. He came out for the curtain call wearing the Viking helmet that they wear and a cape that has followed the Reds with long balls all season long. Votto said, "I played a long time and I'm here wearing a helmet and a cape. It's a team thing and it's keeping me young, to be honest. It was a daunting rehab and you have your doubts. I don't want to be the odd guy out. Every day there's someone doing something cool to help the team. If you're not doing something, you don't fit in. I just want to fit in." Bell said, "Votto got himself ready. He's been doing everything to be a part of our team. It meant a lot to our team. He felt a part of this the whole time, but now it feels like it's supposed to. He's going to make us better." He had a 2-run single off Jake Bird that put the Reds ahead 5-4 in the sixth, and that's what they won by. He's 39 now, coming back from surgery on his left biceps and a rotator cuff. Hadn't played since last August. He was the 2010 NL MVP, if you remember. He went 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs. Can you even believe it? Colorado dropped to 13-27 on the road. They stink. They're last in the West, are 16-19 even at Coors Field. They're not even home, and they still keep losing.